I'm Shelley Delaney, and in the dark days of winter, we could all use some holiday cheer, so that is what the Juno Symphony aims to provide. Here with us now is Charlotte Truitt, the Executive Director. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, good afternoon.
And we also have Franz Felkel here. He's the Concertmaster, as well as the Artistic Director of the Holiday Cheer Concert. Hi, Franz.
Hey, good to be here.
Great to see you both again. How does it feel to be back live with an in-person performance? Charlotte, let's start with you.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, I think something we've been long awaiting for, and people are happy to be together, and we're doing our best to provide a great, safe environment for a wonderful concert. And I know Franz can probably speak to what it's like for himself and for the musicians. I know this has been a long time of wanting to be together performing for live audiences as well, for the players.
Yeah, Franz, how does it affect you as a performer when there's no audience to play for? Like there has been with our videos that we shot around this time last year, which were fun and they served their purpose, but no audience must make it difficult for you as a player.
Yeah, it was a little weird thinking back to it. You know, the very first recording that we did, or a video recording that we did, you know, I thought this is going to be weird with no audience. And I thought, well, I won't be nervous, you know, performing because there's no audience, but you know, there's cameras there and they're recording, and you know, you do feel some sense of that, oh, okay, I'm on stage kind of thing. But you know, it's definitely not the same as having the energy of the audience there in the room with you. And we're really excited to have that back and perform for our community.
I love that this upcoming concert event even integrates some audience participation. So it's a real nod to the people who have been missing from live performances for too long now. So this might be a good time to ask about the program. What are some of the pieces that you'll be performing?
So we did a virtual holiday cheer concert last year, and we're taking some of those favorite tunes that we did from the virtual season, and we're just doing them again because we know everyone loves those, and we're adding some new things to mix it up. One thing that we're adding for the strings is we're doing Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons, and so that's something new, something different that you won't normally see on a holiday concert, but it fits the bill just fine, and it's a great piece of music. We're adding a few different new jazzy tunes to the mixture, and a few different, like what we call compilations, where you know it's a mix of different holiday tunes. And I know that Roger has a few new ones. Last year the strings did a kind of Nutcracker, three movements from the Nutcracker, and this year Roger's going to take that over, and so you'll hear a different version of that. You'll hear the brass playing that.
Charlotte, do you have a favorite song on that list? One that, or one that you're most looking forward to hearing?
Oh, you know, I've always been a Nutcracker fan, and I love Tchaikovsky, and so I always say, please make sure we get Nutcracker in. So I guess I have to give a nod to the Nutcracker pieces, but those are great. And then just, I don't know, I have a hard time picking a single favorite. I think with holiday music, it just brings back so many memories for, I think, most of us. And I have so many favorites, you know, growing up with lots of Christmas music around our house, it was a staple. I think we probably, when I was growing up, my parents had drug us kids to every single Christmas concert we could find. And so by the time we got to Christmas, we knew all of them every year. That was one of our family traditions. So I think that's part of why, I guess, it was just a natural for me to really encourage the birth of this concert combination for us, you know, being an arts organization and providing music. I think music at this time of year is always important. And I think this year, just as it was last year, it's even more important because holidays are a wonderful time of family togetherness. And a lot of this music is reflective of that and those family memories.
Franz, what about you? Is there a piece that you're looking forward to hearing or playing? Will you actually be performing with the Juno Symphony this weekend too?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be performing as concertmaster. Alan Young is going to be our guest conductor for the strings. And I think we did it last year. We found a really, really beautiful arrangement of Silent Night. And Silent Night has a special place in my heart for a Christmas tune. Every Christmas Eve, my family gets together and gathers around and has a meal and then gathers around the tree, and we shut off all the lights on the tree and light actual candles, and we sing Silent Night in both German and English. So that's a pretty special one, and the arrangement that we have almost brings a tear to my eye every time.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward.
That's how we're going to close the strings portion of our program.
What about the symphony itself, the group itself? Is there a piece that they all get really excited about playing?
You know, I think the jazzy kind of things that we're playing, we're doing, let me just think, we have a lot on the program. It's kind of,
I know, it's long.
A bunch of stuff on the program. I think White Christmas is a good one. They really enjoy that, and we got that kind of that lush, you know, LA recording string sounds to it, and the arrangement is really good, and you know, that's just a classic. I think everyone enjoys that. I think the orchestra is looking forward to a little bit of a challenge with Vivaldi Winter. You know, that's a tough piece to play in general, and they're doing a great job, and I think they've taken up the challenge and are really looking forward to playing that.
Who are the special guests for this holiday cheer concert, and what do they add in your opinion? Charlotte, we'll start with you.
Okay, well, we have some guests coming for both parts of the program. We have a few of the string players who, folks that have been with the Juno Symphony for many, many years are coming back. In fact, I just got notified from Julia Besticek, just landed, for those that know her here in town. She's here with us. And then we have a couple of other string players that are coming who were born and raised here who are returning, like Andrew Shermer and Beth Loudon. And so I think that's really a special part of this performance for the musicians to get back together again. We also have Ed Littlefield coming on percussion with the brass, and so many folks know and love Ed with his involvement here in the schools and his working with children with percussion and drumming, and he's a fabulous musician. He'll be here as well. We have Brian Neal coming from Florida. He actually used to play with the Dallas Brass and has been a teacher as part of the faculty of Sitka Fine Arts Camp for many, many years. And Roger Schmidt, of course, he's one of our own, but he also does the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. So he's a Juno Symphony member and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp executive director. He'll be over, a phenomenal musician and just a wonderful guy who has such a heart for music in the region and throughout the state, and really does a lot to encourage music education. And I think all of our arts organizations are very mindful of what's happening for kids throughout the pandemic and trying to inspire and encourage them to keep on playing. And so Roger will be here. We also have a couple of folks coming from the Los Angeles area, and then we have someone coming from New York, actually. So we have a broad range of musicians, and it's going to be really top quality, beautiful music. People are going to love it. We're also really pleased that Sarah Radke Brown and the Vox Borealis singing group will be joining us in their complete holiday finery, full costumes, and they'll be singing a few numbers right after the intermission and before the concert in the lobby. So we've done all that we can to incorporate as many people as we safely can do and bring together a broad spectrum of the musical community here in Juneau.
Now, in past performances, you've played at Yadat Atkahle Juno Douglas High School, and this time you'll be at Thunder Mountain. How's that transition going for you guys?
It's going really well. You know, there are different positives about both of those venues, and we are appreciative of the opportunity to play out there. We're working with Bo Anderson, the auditorium manager, who covers both facilities, and the size of that auditorium is really nice. The stage is really great, and I think it's going to be a really good setting for this concert. And we've got good parking, and we've got a great big lobby to work with, and I think it's going really well. So we're glad to be out there. It's interesting, we don't always get out to the valley. So for folks that live in the valley, it's a little more convenient. You know, you don't have the winter driving, but then for the folks from town, they're going to have to make the transition. So it needed to be in that venue this time due to some other circumstances with the use of facility downtown, and also the size. You know, we don't anticipate, we are limiting the size of the audience, so it seems to be a better venue for that purpose as well.
What are some of the other requirements for audience members? What do people need to know before they attend?
Right. Well, the COVID mitigation plan, which was approved by the city, incorporates required proof of vaccination for all attendees. And then everyone is wearing masks as well. We went a step further, and we do have some social distancing built into our ticketing program, where every party or bubble, if you will, whenever you purchase your ticket, it automatically blocks a seat off on either side of your party. So there's a little more elbow room. And then we ask that it be a symptom-free environment as much as possible as well. So encouraging that. We have additional testing of our musicians who are not able to wear a mask while they play or sing. So those folks will be getting the rapid tests the day of the performance as well. So that's an additional layer of COVID mitigation that we've taken under the advice of the city.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm just so glad you found a venue and some really safe mm-hmm. ways to have an in-person concert. So mm-hmm. again, the concerts will be held Holiday Cheer December 11th at 7:30 and December 12th at 3 p.m. That's Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, Thunder Mountain High School. And I think everybody's really looking forward to it. I was wondering, go ahead, Charlotte.
Oh, I was just going to say one thing on the ticketing. We would encourage people to get on our website and get tickets in advance. There will be no door sales of tickets so that we can help gather information for contact tracing and to control the seating. So tickets do need to be purchased in advance, and we don't have a whole lot of seats left. There are some, but not too many. So we're not crying wolf on it this time. We really are limited, and we are filling up really fast.
Thank you for mentioning that. I think that's good advice. And I just wanted to see if we could talk for a second about Sundays at the Symphony on KRNN. Hmm. That's something that we started back in 2020, and our audience, it's just been a really popular program, as well as an extra effort on your part. So I wanted to mention that because we won't be able to broadcast Sunday's Symphony on KRNN as we usually do. We just don't have the connection set up at Thunder Mountain. So I thought we could just promote a little bit about what Sunday at the Symphony has produced and what we can look forward to on the radio broadcast for December.
Okay, yeah, we are going to do a couple weeks where we will be replaying our holiday concerts from last year. So it's broken into two segments. One week is the holiday strings. One weekend is the holiday brass. And then we will be recording this weekend's performance for later broadcast. So we weren't able to do it as a live event, but we will be rebroadcasting it. I believe that date's the 18th. Don't quote me on that, but it's that third weekend of December, right before Christmas. And then the week after Christmas, Franz put together a great radio show featuring the Vienna Philharmonic's traditional New Year's concerts. They're really well known for their New Year's concerts, and Franz put together that program. So on New Year's, you'll get that concert flavor as well. We're also so grateful that 360 North is going to be broadcasting last year's Holiday Cheer virtual concert on Christmas night. So on 360 North, folks can view last year's virtual concert. And I don't know, around my house, it's fun to have that playing in the background, even if you aren't watching every minute. It's a really beautiful program, and that's on 360 North.
Yeah, we actually now have 360 TV on Roku. So we have a Roku app, and folks, if you have a Roku, and we're working on getting it on more platforms, but for now it's available on the Roku. And then, of course, Sundays at the Symphony is on KRNN Juneau at 12 noon on Sundays, 102.7 FM, and our new frequency 103.1 FM for downtown and Douglas. Let's see. Well, I just want to thank you both for your time today and ask if there's anything else you want to share about the symphony, the upcoming seasons past the holiday, or upcoming performances past the holiday.
Right. Well, we will, within the next couple of weeks, we'll have tickets available for our partial season, the winter spring season, we're calling it. We have three concerts coming up the end of January. The last weekend of January, we have our concert, and we have an April concert and our June Pops concert. And information for all of that will be on our website. We are thrilled that we have been able to have a new music director selected. So Dr. Christopher Cook will be having his first concert with us on January 29th and 30th. And that concert's going to be the Sibelius II Symphony, which was a musician's pick. All the musicians got to vote on what they would like to do in that concert. Also, John Unzicker, many know John here in town, an incredible guitarist. He will be playing the Rodrigo Guitar Concerto in January. So he will be the featured soloist. And I think it's just going to be an incredible concert. So people will want to look ahead and get on our website here in a couple weeks to get tickets for that concert as well.
Well, I look forward to hearing back from the Juno Symphony, and hopefully we'll get to interview some of those folks for the upcoming performances. I especially look forward to talking to Dr. Cook.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think he's eager to get to know the community and be really involved. So that will be wonderful.
Franz, anything that you'd like to add today before we say goodbye?
Just really looking forward to our performance this weekend and the season ahead. We do have raffle tickets for sale at the concert, so buy those. It really helps support our community. There's some wonderful prizes on there. I think for the first prize, it's $1,500 or 2 round trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. Help support the symphony. You can support that way. And yeah, I'll see you at the symphony.
Thanks so much to you both. Have a great time this weekend.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Shelley.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.